What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another Friday snack edition of Schnit Talk, a Barstool Sports podcast presented by Honey. Today, we have a very special guest with us. This is Erica Nardini. She's the CEO of Barstool Sports, and we're very lucky to have her.
Thanks, Ellie.
What's up,
so
Erica?
So much excitement here on Schnit Talk.
Very excited. But we do, before we get into the episode, we always ask our guests, or we do it every week, song to get us into the weekend. If you have a song that you like right now, you want to give us?
Ooh, I love this. So I was thinking about, like, I'm working on something and I was listening to the You Don't Own Me by Leslie Gore, which is
great song. Great song. There's also someone did a remix of it,
they did
an updated version.
They did, yeah.
Great song. So yeah, let's have a listen to that and then we'll get into the episode. Okay, so today we're talking with someone who knows exactly what they're talking about. A lot of you guys have written in about, you know, you're starting your first job, or, you know, maybe you've been working somewhere for like 3 months. You're still not really sure how to access your professional side. You're really not sure like how the workplace works or how to talk to your bosses or, you know, really just how to get things done as a young woman in the workplace. So we thought we would get this boss ass bitch in to talk about it.
Let's go.
So I guess the first question would be, how do you transition from being college and into being a young professional? Like, what is something that you need to, I guess, change about yourself or change about the way you are interacting with people?
What do you think?
Be taken more serious as a professional? I mean, well, what I wonder about, sometimes people will tell you, like, dress to impress or like, dress a certain way. Like, we obviously don't work in a workplace
where you're dressing to
impress.
You're
really doing that. Yeah. But how much do you think that matters?
I think when I was making the transition, I remember I got a haircut. I had like very, very long hair and I got this very, very ugly haircut, but yeah, I thought it seemed more professional. I do think the clothes are part of it. I think the biggest thing is, like, you have a responsibility now, and you still live with your parents, but you shouldn't be totally dependent on your parents to fund everything. So I think the growing up of it is, like, being responsible for yourself, setting a routine for yourself, like making good choices for yourself. Like, I feel like I'm not even really good at this now. Like, this morning, my alarm went off at 6:15, and I was like, oh, I really should work out before work. And then I was like, snooze, like, not going to happen. So I'm still working through that. But I think the biggest thing in the transition is college is so fun. Like, it's so lax. It's so fun. You can chill out. You can be hungover all the time. Yeah, you should get to your classes and all that. But when you have a job, it starts to really matter. And it matters for you. Like, it matters for your financial well-being. It matters for your emotional well-being. So I think it's like a little bit like, sit up straight, have some respect for yourself in it, and have some respect for your responsibility and own that.
Absolutely. Along those lines, so I think young women have a tendency to not speak up in meetings and not we worry about not being taken seriously.
Sure.
Like, I worry about this. Like, I'm very small. I have a woodland creature voice. Like, I'm not like
sprite-like.
And I think a lot of us worry about, like, how am I supposed to be taken seriously in the workplace?
I think believe in yourself first and foremost. I also feel like not everybody is good at everything. Like, some people are really good at speaking up in a room. I don't mind speaking up in a room. Like, I'm okay. It takes me a couple meetings to get comfortable. I tend to be a little bit watchful of, like, okay, what are the dynamics here? So I think understanding the room you're in is important. Believing in what you have to say, even ignoring that little doubt of, like, I don't know if you should say this. Like, believing in what you have to say is important. And then also, you know, when I was early in my career and I wasn't comfortable speaking up in the room, or the room wasn't the right place, I oftentimes would send an email after and be like, hey, I didn't share this, but I had three ideas that I just wanted to put on, you know, to share with you. So if you're not comfortable speaking up, because that's like a totally different, it's not that your brain isn't working if you're not comfortable speaking up, it's just that you're not comfortable speaking in a crowd or with people who intimidate you. So maybe an email is great, or maybe a smaller conversation. That's what I would do.
Right. I think it's intimidating. I think we have a tendency as women to second guess ourselves. Like, mm-hmm. that's our natural setting mm-hmm. of being mm-hmm. like, my idea is dumb. I shouldn't say anything about it. But, you know, the young men, they're not second guessing themselves.
No, they're not second guessing.
They don't think anything they're saying is stupid, and most of it is.
There's like a great line somebody wrote it, where it was like, may every woman have the confidence of a mediocre white male, which I think is such a good line. I'm like, I aspire to that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really great tip. It's like, email your ideas.
Yeah, or email or get in a smaller group or find someone you're comfortable with and share those ideas or write them down. Like, I'll give you an example. At Barstool, Devlin was always worried he was going to get fired. He was always worried, like, Dave would walk around the corner and be like, Devlin, what are you doing all day? And so he wrote everything he did in a notebook, and he carried it with him all the time, so that whenever anyone asked, like, Devlin, what are you working on? He had it. And so that may be because we work in kind of a crazy place, so ask what you're doing all the time. But I think also keeping a notebook or keeping something where all of your ideas, and then maybe, like, if you like to make PowerPoints, maybe you make a PowerPoint and share that. Like, I think the thing that's important is that your idea gets out, because your idea is worthy. And if you work with people that only shut down your ideas and don't give you any feedback as to why, then, like, maybe you're not in the right place. But also be good to yourself, that, like, you don't have to just do it the way everybody else does, or there's not one way to share a good idea.
So were you sending that email to someone who's like a superior to you?
Sure. Or like a colleague or a coworker. I would send it to a superior, to be honest with you. I'd send it to whoever's running the meeting.
Yeah. I think having a relationship with, like, your superiors can be very important.
Totally.
But also very intimidating. Do
totally.
You have any tips for how to form a relationship with your boss or someone who's a superior to you?
I think that you need to work hard and be great at what you do mm-hmm. and to own what you do, like, to know what you do well. I think feedback is tough. Like, it's hard to get feedback. I hate getting feedback, but feedback's a gift. Like, people who, you know, when you get harsh feedback
yes.
or feedback you don't necessarily want to hear, if you actually take a beat and, like, put your sensitivity aside, you're like, okay, there's some things I can learn from this. I think that's true in friendships, and I think that's true in work. And then I think having a relationship where you help your boss is important. Like, what am I doing to help my bosses? Like, I think about it now at Barstool, where I'm like, you know what? My job is to make our board's life easy, like, which is sometimes easier said than done. So I'm like, I try to communicate a lot. I try to be proactive. I try to, you know, I do what I say and I say what I do. I try to understand what they're looking for and think about mm-hmm. what we're doing in the context of that. So I think just being helpful to your boss, and also making sure it is a two-way conversation of, you know, hey, here's all the things I'm doing. I'm going to receive all your feedback, and here are three other things that I'd like to do that I'm not doing now. Like, I think that those are really, really good things.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So I also think, like, ambition is something young mm-hmm. women are afraid to have. For rising up in a workplace, what would your advice be on rising up in a workplace? If you want that promotion, maybe you see a position that's not being, you know, done the right way.
Yeah.
How would you go about putting yourself
out
there?
Why are people scared of ambition?
I think it's
like to stand out, or
I feel like a lot of young girls are, like, scared to be proud of their work.
Yeah.
Like, they think, I mean, I
like
know,
it's
I feel
uncool.
This way. We talk about this a lot.
Yeah.
No, like,
you don't want to seem
not
cocky.
Confident.
Like, you don't want to be like, I know that I'm good at what,
like,
I do.
I'm the shit.
Because you don't
want
people to be like, well, it's not that good. And
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Oh, shit,
so you'd
right.
rather just, like, not even say.
Like, hold it to yourself.
Yeah. Yes.
I think there's probably something to not being an asshole and, like, gloating over other
yeah.
people. So, like, I agree with that. But I also think, like, the people who put their head down and do a really good job tend to get more opportunity. And that's how I think you should have ambition at work. Like, if you look at the best people really in any company or on any sports team or whatever, like, if you listen to Tom Brady, right? Like, mm-hmm. Tom Brady wins a game, he loses. He's really hard on himself when he loses. He's pretty humble when he wins, but he's like the GOAT. He's like a really, really, really good quarterback. I mean, Ellie's giving me the
Drew
face,
Brees
but,
is now the GOAT. I just wanted to put that out there.
I saw you tweet last night, and I was like, Jesus Christ, like, what is the world coming to where Ellie's
number one Saints fan in the office,
right? Clearly. But I think the biggest thing is to take when you do a good job, take satisfaction and treat yourself. Like, you know, I remember a boss of mine being like, nobody cares how you do at work except like you and your mother. You know what I mean? And I think that's probably true. So like, be sure you reward yourself when you win. When something goes great, you should reward yourself. And that doesn't have to be buying yourself, but it may be doing something you like to do, or just like you should take those moments where you win and give yourself a treat, because there's, you know, the next day you're going to lose or you're going to feel like shit or you're going to mess something up. So I think that's important. I think the second thing is to, you know, do a good job, get more responsibility or autonomy or, and don't really worry about everyone else. Like, I think that's partly what's so hard being young at work, is there's every quote unquote everybody else. And if you're worried about everybody else, then it's like, then you're taking time away from worrying about yourself. So I think as much as you can, like, put a little bit of blinders on that, like be a good partner, be a good coworker, all that kind of stuff. But also just like focus on the last thing I think is hard for people, and it may just be here, but I think it's probably anywhere. It's like, it's a job. Mm-hmm. So like at the end of the day, you too can go home, and like, you don't, this isn't your life. It isn't your self-worth. It's not everything. So
you really, when you're young, it blurs the line.
It does.
Your whole life becomes your job.
Yep. And sometimes your job sucks. And like, I think that that's really hard. And that's also part of the transition from college, where like college is your job / life.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And when you get to work and you treat work like college, sometimes things get lost a little bit. Like, I actually feel like I've worked too much. Like, I think I worked away my 20s and most of my 30s. And I don't regret it. I don't regret anything of it. But I also am like, God, like, could I have had different hobbies? Would I have had more different friends? Would I have seen more places in the world? Like, are there things I would have done outside of work if I had spent less time at work?
It's hard. You know, you want to take your job seriously. You want to take your career seriously. But I think a lot of times you feel, especially, again, for young women, you feel like you kind of have to choose. Like, am I going to focus on my career, or am I going to have a life?
Totally. You know? And that you should, like, sometimes it's more work and sometimes it's more life. And it shouldn't be either one. But it's hard because you're like, I feel like this all the time, where I'm like, I am sucking at one thing or the other or both. And so like, you just got to be like, okay, I'm sucking right now. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to reset and start over. But it's hard.
Honestly, sometimes I feel like if I want to be successful and have a good career, then like, I can't date and like, I can't do this because it'll ruin my career.
Yeah,
I have to focus on one thing. It's not the mindset that you should have.
No, I think that's hard, because it's also, then it becomes the only thing that defines you. And when that doesn't go well, it's lonely. Like, you don't have anything else, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I guess the last thing I wanted to ask, and this is sort of silly, I guess. So, you know, you've heard the expression, dress for the job you want, not the job you have. Okay. How much do you think that really matters?
Like, oh, I don't think that matters at all. If people looked at how I dressed at work, they would be, this is going to be your last CEO job in your life. I don't think that's true at all. I think that you should take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. I think that's really important. And like, emotionally take care of yourself and physically take care of yourself. And like, take your vitamins and drink. I'm very bad at drinking water, but I still give it out like it's something that I do, which I don't do. But I think that I think that life is really long. Like, and it's, you can have 100 careers and 100 relationships, and like, just because things aren't going well right now doesn't mean it's going to be like that forever. So don't get down. Don't give up on yourself. If you don't have a job you want, like, it's okay. It's not forever. And to make the most of, like, whatever it is about your situation, like, make the most of it. Like, I remember working in companies where, like nobody cared, right? Like, it just, literally yes. No one gave a shit about work. And I was like, I felt like I had a choice where I could be like, all right, well, I can just not care either and just bitch about work all day, which is what everybody here seems to do. or I can make hay while the sun is shining. Like, everybody else is busy doing that. Like, I'm so actually going to build something. I'm going to give myself more opportunity. And I remember early in my career, I felt like that. I started working in the internet right when the internet was starting, which That's makes me
what a
so
crazy
old.
Sentence.
I know.
What a sentence.
So old. I'm never going to get asked back here. But but no one gave a shit about the internet. It was like dirty. They were like, ew, the web, like the World Wide Web. What is that? And I was like, oh, my God, I'm just going to sit in here all day long and work on the World Wide Web. But it was an opportunity, and I'm so grateful for it now that I like got in on the ground floor of something and was able to work. But everybody else thought that was the shittiest job in the group. So you got to like make your own thing with what's presented to you. And if it doesn't work, leave. Like, that's my biggest thing for women in jobs, is that I think we can be scared to make a change. And you know what? You may make a change and it may be worse than where you are, but that's okay. Cause yeah. Then you can make another change. Like, something's going to work out. So just don't feel fatalistic about anything, because it's like, it's going to work out.
Yeah. A lot of my friends right now are in their first jobs, yeah, and they just hate them.
They hate their
jobs. They're so miserable. And I don't know what to say. I'm like, yeah, I'm really lucky. I got an amazing first job. Yeah. But like, I don't know what your next step is.
Totally. No one's going to. That's the other thing that's hard in making the transition. It's like everybody who waits for someone to tell them what's next. And it's like, hey, like, Earth, like, it's nobody's coming to tell you what to do next.
I'm not a career advisor.
And also, even if you like, what the fuck do they know? So I think you got to make your own. That's the transition, is you got to do. Nobody's going to advocate for you the way you advocate for yourself.
Yes.
And you don't have to advocate the way everybody else does, but you should advocate for yourself.
That's really good advice.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks
I don't
for
want to
having
take up
me.
Your time, but oh, thank you for God. Coming. And
amazing.
Yeah.
All right.
Really fun.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so
great.
Much. Okay. Before, so that was Erica. She's the smartest person in the room at all times. She deals with a bunch of dumbass boys who do stupid shit all day long. So she's a very tough lady. Mm-hmm. I'm really, really honored that I get to work with her. Honestly.
She reminds me of a mom that has like 5 boys.
Yeah. And she's like, she's seen it all.
Yeah.
There has been poop explosions in her house.
Yeah.
She has seen it. Yeah, I feel very lucky that, like, this is our first job and we have such easy access to our CEO of our company.
Yeah.
Like, that's unheard
it's
of.
It's rare.
Very rare. We're learning a lot from her. But we're going to talk about a little bit of finals week just to get you guys through that. Before we do that, I have a quick word from a Spencer. Someone DM'd me and was like, you didn't say Spencer once last episode. Is everything okay? I'm fine. Adam and Eve. So many of you are DMing me and being like, I got the Satisfyer Pro 2. Thank you. And like, that's it. And I'm like, you're welcome.
You're so welcome.
I mean, I have nothing more to say. It's like the best thing that has ever happened to me.
So, it's not your traditional vibrator,
no,
for
it's
sure.
Not. It's definitely not, maybe not your starter vibrator, mm-hmm, but boy, is it.
It's something.
It's something special.
Ooh.
Anyways, Adam and Eve. Ho, ho, ho. The holidays are here. This is actually what the copy says. This holiday, Adam and Eve is not giving you 10% off and not 20% off or even 40%. Your discount is even bigger.
It's even,
even bigger, Daddy. They're giving you a whopping 50% off whether you have been naughty or nice. Go to adamandeve.com and select almost any one item for 50% off. Let me pause for a second and say the Satisfyer Pro 2, not 50% off, but still has a discount with my code. Just letting you know that. And still free shipping.
And still worth it.
Still worth it. But if you don't have the funds for that, pick literally almost any other vibrator. Mm-hmm. Toy, whatever the fuck you want, and it'll be 50% off. Almost everything is 50% off. There are many 50% off holiday item suggestions, like the G-gasm rabbit or the wild G-spot vibrator. Gotta love the magic massager, and must mention the thruster too. This is the weirdest copy. I don't know what these are, honestly. I mean, they're vibrators. Sounds like a couple rabbits. I'll look it up. I'm assuming the magic massager is one of those like Hitachi wand thing deals. So those are some examples. If you don't have the funds for the Satisfyer, and you want to get something that's definitely 50% off, those sound great. And you'll get more presents for free when you get that one item. You'll also get 10 tantalizing free gifts. A sexy item for him, a special gift for her, and a third item you'll both enjoy, and 6 free spicy movies, plus free shipping. Just enter code SCHNIT at checkout at adamandeve.com. That's code SCHNIT at adamandeve.com. Go get your holiday stocking stuffers stuffed.
Great copy.
This copy is amazing. Code SCHNIT at adamandeve.com. Honestly, I wish that those ads were like had more like dumb sex innuendos. Mm-hmm. I would like to see that because, frankly, like that just would be fun for me.
That's a good one.
So, anyways, yeah, AdamandEve.com/Ellie. Go change your life. All right. Let's talk about finals week. I tweeted a little bit ago that I kind of miss taking finals.
Me too.
Because it was such an easy way to be like, I'm doing fine. Like, it's like all I have to do. Well, the thing is that I was an English major. Uh-huh. So my finals, every professor was like, you just have to write this essay. But I'd end up having to write like 7 5-page essays. And I would just be like tearing my hair out like, oh, my God, I can't do this. Yeah. Like crying. I'd go to every professor like, I need an extension. By the way, ask for extensions. Your professors will give it to you. I promise. I literally promise because no one ever asks for extensions.
Yeah,
so if you do. Asked. Oh, my God. My senior year, I asked for an extension on every paper. I didn't give a fuck.
Like, I'm not it's doing like, it right now,
listen,
sir.
I'm an English major. I have 12 other things to write. I can't. I'm not prioritizing yours. You don't say that. But, yeah, I think the mistake that a lot of people make with finals is, like, there's a lot of, like, partying that goes on because there are people who are in, like, dumb majors. No offense. But, like, business majors have, like, one test and then they're like, oh, finals are so hard. Let's party, you know? But then, like, people in, like, other majors, like, actually have to work.
Yeah.
I think a big kind of...
I feel like just only go out if you know you're good.
Only go out if you only have like one final.
Yeah.
Like really think about what you're doing. I know it probably looks fun. There's all these like fun holiday parties. I think like sophomore year, first semester, I went to a bunch of holiday parties.
Yeah.
And I threw up on the wall outside of one of my finals because I was so hungover in the morning. I got an A on the final. Not a big deal. But like I also had an A in the class, so I didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're that kind of person who, like, you know, no matter what, like, you're going to
be fine. Yeah.
But that's, like, 20% of students. Most of us, it's like, okay, I have a 79 in this class. I need an 87 on the final to get a B.
Mm-hmm.
I got to do it. You know what I mean? And I think you sometimes are like, fuck it. I'm not going to get the B anyways. And then you go out, but like, you could have gotten the B.
Yeah, you're not going to remember the party.
You
also really won't remember the class either.
Yeah.
But just like
just do it.
Yeah. Just do your work.
Put your head down. Do your work. And once it's done, you get to go home for a month.
Yeah, just fucking get it over
like,
with.
Like, you literally, college is crazy. Like, you go home for a month.
Delaware was 2 months.
That's way too long. Yeah. What did you do?
Because
all that
time? January was like a winter session. So you could either
have
take
class
one class
or
go abroad. But sometimes you would just
not
be home until like Valentine's Day.
That's literally
insane.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
I can't even imagine that. But yeah, it's a long ass time.
Just get it
home.
Over
just
with.
Just do it. And then you can go do whatever the fuck you want at home.
Literally. Just lay on your couch. That's what would get me through it is thinking about like laying on my living room couch.
I would always just be like, listen, once I do this, everything's going to be fine. I had a couple situations where I thought that something was due one day. But mm-hmm. really, it was due like the next day. And I'd be up mm-hmm. all night writing some dumb paper, having a mental breakdown. I had a full mental breakdown on a live stream my senior year because I did this. I was like drinking wine and like trying to write this paper, just crying on a live stream. Like, you guys, like, I don't know what to write about. So just make sure you're on top of your deadlines. Mm-hmm. I would say make yourself, even if you're not the kind of person that has a planner and like uses it, make yourself a big ass calendar, right? This is when this is due. Mm-hmm. This is when this is due. This is when I have to write this. This is when I have to do this. This is when this is due by, but I should finish it by this. Like, you need to stay organized for finals week. But also, like, I understand people get very stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
And what I have to say to that is, and I rarely ever say this, I really am the biggest self-care ass bitch. You know this, but suck it up. Because it's 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
Probably less than that.
Like, there's a light at the end.
Like, it ends.
Friday, it's over.
Literally, finals week ends, and then you're on break.
Yeah.
Like, you can do it. You have to push yourself. There's no excuses. There's no crying in finals. Actually, I cried
there's
a lot.
There's no crying in finals week.
I mean, I cried a lot,
a lot
during
of crying
finals
in
week.
Finals
there's
week.
A lot of crying, but it's also, like, crying.
It's almost, like, fun crying. It's, like, pushing you through
it's
to, like
you're
goal.
At the library, yeah. like, crying, but you're also typing. Like, yeah. You have to do it. Like, there's no option for you to just, like, not do it.
Yeah.
So like there's almost nothing to complain about because like you know you have to do it. There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
So just do it, keep your head down, work hard, get through it, and then you're done. It's going to be
literally
okay.
Done.
It's going to be fine. Like, I loved that push that, like, mm-hmm. you know, like, I have to work really hard. All semester, I haven't done shit. But these 2 weeks, I'm working really
fucking
hard.
I'm going to go to the library, actually. I'm going to go.
I loved that. Nobody showed up at the... I would get so mad, though, because I was a library person. Mm-hmm. Like, I... Because I needed, like, a little bit of ambient noise. Like, mm-hmm. ambient noise. Like, I can't work in pure silence. So I would go to the library all the time. And then it would be like... Who the fuck are these people coming into my library, mm-hmm. sitting at my table? So I do kind of miss finals week because it was almost like work really, 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 really hard and then you don't have to work at all. Although I do sort of feel like that's what we're doing this week. We yes. have to record like 6 things this week and then we have a party and then we're done. Mm-hmm. And then we can breathe. So that's kind of what's getting me through this week is like, mm-hmm. I'm a little worried though for this break because I have a lot of social obligations over this break. Because I feel like I have to see all my friends.
Yeah.
But so here's what the problem is like most of my friends are not friends with each other. So mm-hmm. it becomes like six things I have to do. It's like I can't combine. Last year I got to combine everything into my half birthday party. I was like, this is perfect. I'm seeing everyone I care about.
Yeah.
But now I have to like make separate dates with everybody. And like, do you guys understand? I only have the energy for like one social obligation per week. So it's going to be a lot. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to come back probably more stressed than I was before. How bad is it that, like, I'm talking about being stressed, like, seeing my best friends?
It's just a lot.
It's just so much.
Like, I don't want to hang out with anyone.
Yeah. If I were you, I'd literally
lay. Like, lay.
Yeah. I'm going to hang out with my parents. Like, over Thanksgiving, yeah, I like just parents. Hung out with my mom, and mm-hmm. it was awesome. It was the best break of my whole life. Mm-hmm. But, God, I am jealous of college students, because you actually don't have to work. We sort of have to work over the break.
It's only, like, 2 weeks.
There is no working that month that you're off. But yeah, basically the moral of the story of the finals week is if you're going through it right now, guess what? It ends. You'll get mm-hmm. through it. I promise you'll live.
That grade does not matter that much. I mean, do a good job.
Do a good job. But
it's
telling
not
you,
like.
I couldn't tell you what my GPA in college was. Not a clue. Like,
I don't think people really care.
Yeah. As long as you get your degree. You know that expression, C's get degrees?
It's true.
That's fucking true.
Your personality gets you a job, not your GPA.
Yes. I mean, that's actually true.
Your resume gets you in the door, but your personality gets you the job.
Unless you're like a doctor or like an engineer, like someone who has to be smart or people die. Yeah. Like,
so it's not the end of the world.
It's not. I mean, come on.
Isn't it so funny to think like this is my job right now? Like I have a job and like I went to college for 4 years, like busting my ass, like staying in the library and all night, like whatever,
to do this.
For like this unknown thing,
this
and like
mark.
This is it.
This is my job.
Like this was that thing that I was stressed about.
I
you
like
and me
college,
sitting in this fucking room.
But I feel like college is almost like a prolonging of the inevitable. At this point, like since like college is like important, but it also like sort of isn't. Like so, it's sort of like you're almost like. Going to college just so you have something to do for 4 years so you don't have to get a job. Most people don't end up doing what they went to college for. So mm-hmm. I don't really know what the point of college is other than that you have to go to college. It's like a whole thing. But I don't know. I think about the gen ed classes that I took. Mm-hmm. The college math class, Math 113, that I got a B in, which I'm still really mad about because I had an A the whole semester. And then she put in a couple project grades and my dumbass group members were so stupid. I'm sorry. I'm still upset about this. I carried that group. I also think about the fact that I took a summer school chemistry class. It was like gen ed chem. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I just have to do this before senior years. I'll take it in the summer. I'm working down here anyways. I'll stay. I took this class. But the final was the day after my 21st birthday. And I just didn't go. Final was literally just like, you just have to show up and I'll mark you down and that's the final. And I just couldn't go. I was
not.
Throwing up bright
but
green
did
all
it
morning.
Matter in
no,
the end?
I still passed the class. I mean, I got a D, but I passed the class. And at the end of the day, what did it fucking matter? It was a gen ed chemistry class. It only counted for 3 credits. Like, mm-hmm. I'm here, bitch.
I'm here. I have a job.
I literally
you know what I mean?
Have a job that's I've never
That was
ever,
the whole point.
I'm never going to have to think about chemistry ever again.
Ever.
I don't know anything about chemistry. I don't know what
Did you
molecules
know that
are.
I got into Delaware to be a chem engineer. I swear. And then
am I being punked?
I swear to God. That's how I got in. And then I was like, I think I'm going to be an art major.
Okay, parents. I did the almost the exact opposite thing. I got into, shit you not, be a drama teacher. I got a scholarship. I got the Sean Hayes scholarship. That's not a joke. Really, I did. And then I was like, I think I'm going to be an English major. I just was like, nah.
And now what are we? Like, it's don't this. The moral of this rant is like, it's not a big deal. Yeah,
because you don't know where you're going to end up.
Do a good job for yourself, for your parents, for your just pride.
Your self-esteem. Maybe if your sorority has a GPA requirement.
Yeah.
But otherwise.
The only reason I tried really hard in moderately hard was to get Dean's List so my dad would be happy.
That's really cute. But my parents had no expectations that I would do that because they know I don't try that or do anything. They actually were really proud of me when I switched to the English major because I was really I did better in all my classes.
Yeah.
And you get car insurance discounts if you have a certain GPA. Isn't that really funny? Yeah.
Oh, sick.
For, I think, State Farm, so.
Damn.
Yeah, so they were happy with me for that. It's only like a 3.0, I think.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, if you're doing and fine.
My sorority's GPA requirement to not have to do any service hours was to be on the Dean's List. So that was my other motivation.
Oh, do you want to laugh? Our GPA requirement? 2.0.
What?
2.0. You just had to be over 2.0, I think, or 2.5. It was something that was like,
I feel like
it's a C average.
If you know you're going to grad school, then your grades matter.
My friends who are in grad school right now, like my friend literally holds like newborn babies in her hands. Like she isn't it's that important crazy? That she did really well.
Wait, isn't that so crazy that people that are in like medicine, like it matters if they get a C in a class because then it's
They'll get dropped from their major.
No, but like you will kill someone.
Like she had to take neuro and shit and she was so stressed out about it. Meanwhile, I'm like, I have to write a paper about the Renaissance. Like she was... I'm like, oh, you're like saving lives every day. Yeah. And I'm just talking about penises on the podcast. I think about it all the time. Like, really, all humans are not made the same because I could never do what she does. Oh, my God. Like NICU babies, I would be crying all day long.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't do it. Mm. She's so smart and talented and wonderful. And I'm just really proud of her. I'm just really proud of her. Proud of all my friends who do real things. I'm proud of my friends who have desk jobs. Like, I'm proud of people who, like, actually do things. It's so much easier to not do things than to do things. I'm just, like, really proud of everyone who does things. So, whatever. If you've got a job right now, I'm so proud of you, man. Like,
if you just have a job.
If you're just, like, doing it. Like,
you go every day. You wake up at the same time.
You know what's so crazy? I skipped class so much in college. Mm-hmm. And, like, you just can't skip work.
Yeah, you just can't.
You just have to be there.
Like, it was kind of raining today, and I was really like, I want to stay home.
If I hadn't had my review today,
But, like, you can't.
I took an Uber to work. That was my motivation to get out of bed, because it was raining, and I was like, oh, I'm so warm. My heat was on, and I just was like, oh, I don't want to get out of bed. Anyways, finals week, you'll get through it. I believe in you. I love you. And also, like, just suck it up, because, like, you'll be fine. And also, like, there are no finals once you're an adult, so, like, kind of enjoy them while you have them.
They're fun in a weird way.
They are fun in a weird way. It's kind of like
smart am I?
And you also get to complain with your friends. Yeah. Like, oh, my life is so hard. I have this
many
finals.
Like, what's your final schedule?
Like, oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. I have to write 12 five-page essays, so mine is harder than yours. I love it. Anyways, before we get out of here, I have one more word from Fleur. Fleur. Oh, my gosh. I was just thinking about Fleur because... of a project coming in 2020 that we will not talk about yet. But I still have my Fleur candle, the one that smells like they have this perfume Hanami that smells really good. Mm-hmm. And then they have a candle version of it. So I have that burning and it smells like
so nice.
So good. So even if you spritz on perfume every day, there's something you might not think about what's actually in it. That's why I'm so excited about Fleur. They make stunning, non-toxic perfumes and list all of their ingredients online. You get a good scent made with clean ingredients, and the sample process is just plain fun. Yeah, so you get to pick three perfumes to sample, because I understand it's like difficult to find perfumes online. You're like, I don't know what the fuck this smells like. Like, I don't really know what bergamot is.
Yeah, what the fuck is that?
And you sort of think you know what sandalwood smells like, and then you smell it, and you're like, that's not what I thought sandalwood was. But, yeah, you can sample three, and then you get to have a full-size one for a discounted price after you do the three samples. So So yeah, my favorite is Amaline, and then I also like Hanami a lot. So, and here at Schnittalk, we actually got to put together our own Fleur sample set filled with our favorite scents. So if you're not sure where to start, make sure you go check that out. So it'll be under like Schnittalk or something. Go to Fleur.com/Ellie today to check out my curated sample set and get 20% off your first custom Fleur sample set. That's Fleur.com/Ellie to get your first three Fleur fragrance samples at 20% off. PHLUR.com/Ellie. All right, I think that's about it for this week's episode. So today's Friday. Okay, so that we're not going to have a Tuesday episode because it's Christmas. and then but we will have one next Friday. And then, again, it'll be regularly scheduled programming, one on New Year's Eve and one that Friday. So Merry Christmas if you're celebrating. Happy Hanukkah because it starts the 22nd, I think. Whatever other holidays you celebrate, have good ones. Hope you get good presents. We love you guys so, 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 so much. As always, have a good day. Have a good night. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, we hope it's a good one. And we'll catch you on the next one. To be young and in love in New York City. Do not know who I am, but still know that I'm good long as you're here with me. To be drunk and in love in New York City. Midnight into morning coffee. Burning through the hours talking. Damn. I like me better when I'm with you. I like me better when I'm with you. I knew from the first time I'd stay for a long time. Cause I like me better when I like me better when I'm with you.